Former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, who is running for the United States Senate seat, currently held by Debbie Stabenow. Mr. Hoekstra, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Where in Michigan are you?
I'm sitting at home this morning, and we'll be heading over to Southeast Michigan later on today.
All right. And looking at a lot of the news and information out there about the campaign seems to have turned a little chippy, especially when it comes to dialogue between your campaign and Mr. Durant. Well, what's up with that?
Well, actually, we're still very much focused on our race, what we expect will be a race against Debbie Stabenow. Sure, Mr. Durant's campaign a week ago, along with a super PAC that in one way or another appears to be affiliated with his campaign, started to run a very, very negative campaign last week. They had some real problems with their financial filings. It appeared to be pretty deceitful, and you know, there'll be an investigation by the Federal Election Commission. There'll be an investigation probably by the Justice Department. They'll talk to Mr. Durant's campaign. They'll probably talk to some of his donors, and then they'll decide whether there's any civil or criminal penalties that may result from that. But you know, those are internal problems of Mr. Durant's campaign. We're focused on getting ready to run a race that will enable us to be successful on August 7 and then come out of that race with momentum and be successful on November 6. The ultimate objective here is to replace Debbie Stabenow and put a conservative into the U.S. Senate from the state of Michigan and make sure that we win the state for Mitt Romney. So that's kind of what we're focused on.
Do you think Mr. Durant has been disingenuous when it comes to what he has made over the years salary-wise?
Well, again, that'll be for the voters of Michigan to decide. Mr. Durant early on in this campaign made salary an issue, where people worked an issue, at least, as he talked about me. But, you know, that's something for the voters of Michigan to decide. You know, what we find, Tony, as we go around the state, what are people interested in? They are interested in what's going to happen in the economy, what policies are going to change in Washington so that hopefully this economy will, you know, start growing from its anemic rate of 1.5%, especially where we're going to have job creation for those kids who are coming out of high school, job creation opportunities for those kids who have just graduated from college. They want to know how we're going to pay down the debt. They want to know about health care. They want to know about energy independence. Those are the things that voters really, really care about. All of these other things are just distractions. They're what people may or may not bring up or usually bring up. If they can't beat you on the issues, they start bringing up distractions. We are primarily focused on talking about those issues. Of course, we have to respond to some of the charges that come out of some of these other campaigns to set the record straight. But that's not what the voters of Michigan want to hear, and that's not what they deserve. They deserve better.
I saw a recent ad from Debbie Stabenow's perspective in which she called you a career politician. How do you respond to that?
I guess you can tell. You laugh. My career has been 50%. In the private sector. I had a great career at Herman Miller. I've got an MBA, went to Herman Miller. I had an entry-level job, left there as a vice president of marketing 15 years later. I spent 18 years in Congress, so it's a 50-50 career. I think Debbie Stabenow, I'm not quite sure, but I'd be very surprised if you ever had a job outside of the governmental sector. This is why I'm going to really enjoy this race, and I think it's going to be good for the people of Michigan beginning on August 8th. We have two very, very different visions of America. We have two very, very different career backgrounds. I've had a successful career in the private sector, yes, working for a for-profit company that created jobs and didn't have the government create jobs for it. That we actually very much did it on our own by by really working hard, having smart designers, smart engineers, good salespeople. We built was part of a team that built a great company, a very successful company here in West Michigan. Debbie has really spent most of her career building government, and
Pete,
that's the difference.
Did you see the article at LSJ.com yesterday where it cited your conservatism as an issue for the Michigan primary?
I did not see that, no.
All right. I want to read you a couple of sentences from it. It says, after representing Michigan's most conservative congressional district for nearly two decades, Pete Hoekstra contends his Republican opponents are totally off base in trying to convince voters they're farther to the right. Yet that was a familiar refrain during his unsuccessful primary bid for governor in 2010, and he's hearing it again as the presumed GOP favorite in the race to unseat Democratic U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. That was written by Kathy Barkshoffen. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, you hear it again. And what people will see is we heard it in 2010. We hear it again. And if you may remember the race in 2010, the charges had no impact. People recognized that, my record in Washington was one of the, if not the most conservative voting record from the people, of the people who represented Michigan in the House of Representatives. People made that charge. Just because people say something doesn't mean it's true. The question is whether people actually believe it. Well, Tony, what I can tell you is that, all of this negative advertising, we are seeing the same results in 2012 that we did in 2010. When people make these ludicrous charges, they go over the top, my numbers improve. My numbers were better at the end of last week in recent polling than what they were at the beginning.
All right, Mr. Hoekstra, I've got to get to a hard break.
Okay.
I'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right, sounds good. Hey, thanks.